5,000 years. Hamas wants Americans and Europeans to think the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians is a racial one, in which Israelis are seen as European and white oppressors and colonizers, and Palestinians are seen as people of color who are oppressed and colonized. But the conflict is not a racial one. It is a conflict between two nationalities. What it means. The term settler colonist refers to a system of oppression in which a colonizing nation displaces and dispossesses a native or pre-existing population. It suggests the intention to replace or even eliminate an indigenous people. Why? It's a false charge. When you are indigenous, it's impossible to colonize yourself. And yet that's what Hamas is contending about Israelis. The Jewish people have a 3,000-year connection to the land of Israel. The Roman Empire destroyed the Jewish state of Judea in 70 CE and expelled many of the Jews living there. But even in exile, the Jewish people always longed to return to their homeland. Still, the Jews continue to live in the land of Israel. Still, the Zionist movement of the late 19th century gave Jews outside of Israel the hope and ability to begin to return to live there. Far from colonizers, Jews returning to their ancestral homeland fled persecution. This includes not only Jews from Europe, but also Jews from the Middle East and North Africa, Sephardic Mizrahi Jews, who make up over half of Israel's population today. These Jewish communities fled or were expelled from Arab countries and Iran due to anti-Semitism and persecution in the mid-20th century. 3. Genocide of the Palestinians. By definition, the Palestinians are not experiencing genocide. Claiming that Jews are perpetuating such genocide is gaslighting a community whose population numbers have still not exceeded pre-Holocaust levels. Furthermore, the Palestinian population, both in the West Bank and Gaza, has increasingly exponentially since the UN voted to establish a state for the Jewish people in the land of Israel. If there is any genocidal intent in this conflict, the aforementioned slogan and threat from the river to the sea exposes it on the Hamas side. The goal of Hamas is to wipe Israel and Jews off the map. After launching a military operation to defend itself, after Hamas's October 7th atrocities, Israel has been accused by thousands of artists, activists, and politicians of carrying out genocide against the Palestinians. The accusations of genocide pervade the scholarly discourse, social media, and the vitriol of anti-Israel protesters. What is genocide? The use of the term genocide is subject to legal definitions and should be used carefully and judiciously. Genocide aims to wipe out targeted religious, ethnic, or other groups. While recognizing that the displacement of Palestinians in 1948 was a deeply painful moment in Palestinian history and identity, it also must be viewed from the prism of the war of Arab nations that attempted to destroy the Jewish population upon the acceptance of the UN's 1947 partition plan. I'll just say that this is WMFO Medford here at Tufts University. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. I'm just sharing with you some information from the AJC, the American Jewish Community, American Jewish Committee. This is Four Ways Hamas Has Conned Americans and Spread Hatred of Jews. And now we're on to talking about genocide. Israel goes to unprecedented and extraordinary lengths to prevent civilian casualties. Since October 7, Israel has taken and is continuously taking several important steps to prevent harm to Palestinian civilians. Hamas, on the other hand, has not only deliberately killed and kidnapped civilians in Israel, but has also deliberately put Palestinian civilians in harm's way, making it extremely difficult for Israel to effectively protect innocent lives. For example, The Israel military sends warnings to Gazans before targeting terrorist infrastructure in the coastal enclave. Meanwhile, Hamas typically places Palestinian civilians directly in the path of the IDF's targets, not only aiming to protect terrorist leaders and their property, but also to drive up death counts of Palestinians as they vie for leverage in the public opinion war. I'm just going to insert here that the numbers coming from the Hamas are ridiculous. They're so inflated. They're almost two times at least of what the real numbers could be. It's not even possible that those numbers could be correct. Despite this, for over 75 years, Israeli leaders have tried time and time again to make the dream of peace a reality. Everything has been rejected by the Palestinian authorities. 4. Globalize the Intifada, how it's being used. Around the world, anti-Israel activists have gathered for demonstrations and have called to, quote, globalize the Intifada, a common chant at protests in support of the Palestinian people. Here's what it means. This is a call for widespread violence against both Israelis and Jews worldwide. The term Intifada is an Arabic word that translates to uprising or shaking off. It has been used to describe a series of Palestinian violent uprisings against Israel and policies in the West Bank and Gaza. There have been 2 intifadas, the first intifada from 1987 to 90, and the second intifada from 2000 to 05. It was during the first intifada that the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas was born and issued its charter to eradicate the Jewish state. The second intifada was characterized by widespread protests, demonstrations, suicide bombings, armed confrontations between Israel security forces and Palestinian terrorists. The second intifada resulted in a high number of casualties on both sides, with close to 1,000 Israelis killed or injured by Palestinian terror attacks. Infamous suicide bombings by Hamas during the second intifada include the Passover massacre, which killed 30 civilians at a hotel, and the Dolphinarium discotheque attack at a nightclub, leaving 21 Israelis dead, including 16 teenagers. With a dramatic spike in anti-Semitic attacks on Jews around the world since October 7th, attacks by Hamas, calls for global intifada are a call for further violence against Jews. Stay informed, share the facts, and rally your networks to take action in support of Israel and against anti-Semitism. Visit ajc.org/Israel-Hamas-war. So, yep, it's pretty revolting. All right, so let's listen to Tomorrow Never Comes from Laser Lloyd. Let's see. I think we want... Yes, we want this one.
And the sun is rising again. Before I sleep, and the sun is rising, and I am still on my feet. How long can a man go on like this? How long again until I taste your kiss? Sometimes this world feels like a lonely hotel room. Some check in too late, while others check out too soon. Don't check out too soon. And the sun is rising again before I close my eyes. Sometimes I feel like this life is, yes, it is, just passing me by. And sometimes can't see no light at the end of this tunnel. Sometimes I feel like I'm at the end of my road. Sometimes this life feels like a lonely hotel room. It kind of feels like your place, but you're feeling like soon you got to move. Checking too late, while others check out too soon. Don't check out too soon.
Get פשוט נמריא, סתכל על זה פשוט, סתכל על היונים, תביט שוב בשמשות, עצור את השם.
So there are rules if you are an AARP caregiver. So driver, personal shopper, let's see, financial manager, nurse, and daughter. At AARP, they understand the many roles caregivers play. That's why they created AARP.org/caregiving. It's an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. Brought to you by the AARP and the Ad Council and folks here at WMFO Medford. All right, that was Sarit Haddad. Venomer from her CD called Chagiga, and before that, Laser Lloyd from Tomorrow Never Comes. The song is Sun Is Rising. All right, we'll carry on here with some music from Andy Statman.
Thank you. Mumwebaze Adonai kubanga mulungi.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Mumwebaze Lubale wabalubale.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Mumwebaze Adonai owabami.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Oyakole bya magero ebikulu yeka.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Oye yakola egulu n'amagezi.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Oye yayalira ensi wagulu kumaze.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Yakola ebyaka ebikulu.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Enjuba okufuga emisana.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Omwezi n'emunyenye okufuga nga ekiro.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Kubire misiri ababerye berye babwe.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Mwebaze Adonai kubanga mulungi.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Mwebaze Adonai kubanga mulungi.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Kabaka abayatikirira.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Neogi kabaka webasani.
Kubanga okusasira kwe kwalubelera.
Adonai mulungi.
Adonai mulungi.
Adonai mulungi.
Adonai mulungi.
Yatuwa ekirabo.
Ekirabo kinene.
Ekirabo.
Ekirabo kinene.
Ekirabo ekyo kyeki?
Ng'emateeka.
Ekirabo ekyo kyeki?
Ng'emateeka.
Amateeka malungi.
Amateeka malungi.
Amateeka malungi.
Amateeka malungi.
Amateeka bwe bugaga.
Amateeka malungi.
Amateeka kyekitiibwa.
Amateeka malungi.
Kubanga oyagala ebirungi
kwata mateeka.
Kubanga oyagala obunene
kwata mateeka.
Kubanga oyagala obugagga
kwata mateeka.
Amateeka malungi.
Amateeka malungi.
Amateeka bwe buyonjo.
Amateeka malungi.
Amateeka bwe bugagga.
Amateeka malungi.
Malungi malungi.
Amateeka malungi.
Okay, I hope that got you up and moving around. It got me moving. How fun. Daba Conga. And what wonderful rhythms. Whew. This is some music that I believe came to me from the folks at Kate Smith Promotions, although I don't see anything on this CD, but it might have come in a package. So anyway, it's wonderful. I was studying African hand drumming for a while, and I actually was teaching it at Newton North for a while. A lot of fun. Okay, so before that, we had music from Abayudaya, music from the Jewish people of Uganda. And we heard Ali Amu Yeka, My Only One. So interesting that you have these different traditions. All right, they had Ensemble Saraband before that. Benamar, it's from Greece and Salonika, and it's from Sepharad. Before that, Andy Statman, Maron Improvisations, with Larry Eagle on the drums. It was from a CD called Awakening from Above. And Sarita Dodd, Venamer, from Hagiga. I think that's where we were. All right, so, very fun. We're going to listen now to some music from Danny Green Trio plus strings. One Day It Will. And here at WMFO.org. What else I wanted to tell you? Hope you're enjoying the nice weather. It's a little cooler today, but we'll take it. We will take it. All right, here we go.
Thank you. and I approve of the trend. Look what I found me. I found myself a gentleman friend. The sunny skies seem like they never will end. When he's around me, I'm referring to my gentleman friend. His kind of kissing suits me to a T. What I was missing in the used to be, I'm getting frequently. And so goodbye to kids that found me. Is it any wonder why? Gonna laugh and sing and cry. Gonna love him till I die, my gentleman friend.
That's a new one from Amber Weeks, A Lady with a Song. Amber Weeks celebrates Nancy Wilson. And that is a composition by Arnold B. Horwitt and Richard Levine. Levine it is, not Veen. Okay, so this was released for Mother's Day. It's a Mother's Day special, which we just celebrated. All right, so... Okay, well, going for Mother's Day play, okay, but it's not even released yet, so you've got to hear it before anybody else. All right, so there's some films that are part of the 22nd International Film Series, the Belmont World Films Series, and there's still a couple of films left. Let's see, so... We have The Closing Night, Bonjour Switzerland, and that's Monday, May 20th at 7:30 at the West Newton Cinema, online. Oh, that's interesting. On May 26th at 11:59 p.m. How interesting. It's in French, Swiss German, and Italian with subtitles, 88-minute long film directed by Peter Luisi. It's the East Coast premiere. Preceded by a dinner reception at the theater from 6 to 7 featuring French, Swiss, and Italian food. That sounds like fun. Okay, and there's a speaker to be announced. Also, as part of World Refugee Awareness Month at the West Newton Cinema, that's at 1296 Washington Street, there's a film called Opponent on Monday, June 3rd at 7:30 at the Apple Cinemas. Sweden and Norway, Swedish and Persian with subtitles. Directed by Milad Alami. It's the New England premiere. This was Sweden's submission for the Best International Feature Film Oscar. Plays Payman Mahdi, the star of the Oscar-winning A Separation, as a wrestler from Iran who has moved to Sweden as a refugee with his wife and their daughters. Speaker is Dr. Kasra Tabai, a native of Shahriza, Ifsan, Iran, and a postdoctoral scientist of biophysics and the quantitative biology, sponsored by the Consulate of Sweden, co-presented by the Iranian Association of Boston. How interesting. All right, that's going to be on Monday, June 3rd. And then there's another one, Striking the Palace, Monday, June 10th, also at Apple Cinemas at 7:30, French with subtitles, directed by Nassim Chikaou. It's a New England premiere based on a true story about a team of chambermaids, mostly immigrants, at one of Paris's finest palace hotels, who work tirelessly to keep the hotel's high standards, where one night can cost as much as one's entire annual salary. Many are not even employed by the hotel directly, but by subcontractors, making them particularly vulnerable. While on strike against the hotel's poor working conditions, they come up with a plan to disrupt Paris's famous Fashion Week with their own original fashion show. Oh, this sounds quite interesting. Speaker to be determined. So, I'm just looking for their online. So, you can go to belmontworldfilm.org to find more information. belmontworldfilm.org. And there is a phone number, 617-484-3980. As it turns out, I met one of the people who was involved in creating this organization. I'm just trying to see who it was that I spoke to who gave me these brochures. Maybe it was Naomi Ellenberg Dukas, founder and chair, maybe. I think so. All right. So we have a few minutes left here. Let's see. I think I have some other new music. What's this one? Okay. No, that's not exactly new. All right. So we'll get something ready to go for you here. And I think I want to share let's see, three maybe. So I usually like to share a little bit of Tehillim, so let me do that. Let's do one Tehillim 130. This is attributed to King David. And it's my custom to say some of these chapters every day. There's a schedule for saying it with within the month. Okay, so Shir Hamalos Mima Amakim Kursicha Adonai Adonai Shima Holi Tihena Aznecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai Im Avanos Tishmayar Adonai Mi ya'amod ki mecha haslicha lema'an tivare ki visi adonoi ki visa nafshi velid varoch chalchalti nafshi ladonoi mishomerim laboker shomerim laboker yachel yisrael el adonoi ki im adonoi chachesed v'harbei imo fedus v'hu yivde es yisrael mikol avanosav. A song of ascents. From the depths I called you, Hashem. My Lord, hear my voice. May your ears be attentive to the sound of my pleas. If you preserve iniquities, O God, my Lord, who could survive? For with you is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I put confidence in Hashem. My soul put confidence, and I hope for his word. I yearn for my Lord among those longing for the dawn, those longing for the dawn. Let Israel hope for Hashem. For with Hashem is kindness, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all its iniquities.
Yerushalayim, rebuild the whole world.
I only Yerushalayim, only Yerushalayim.
Okay, I want to share a little bit from Kol Chevra. This is volume 4, number 1, 1997, special Yahrzeit issue. I think we have time for this. A moment of Arab-Jewish peace recalled. A charmed visit to Hebron. Can coexistence return? By Reuven Goldfarb. The current protracted negotiations over Hebron have evoked for me memories of a sunnier, more hopeful time, when signs of peace flickered intermittently over the bleak landscape. The summer of 1979, Yehudit and I and Yeshaya, who was born then just 13 months old, made our first trip to Israel as a family. We stopped for a day or so in Tel Aviv to visit relatives, then went up to Jerusalem and stayed with Jonathan Omer Mann. He lived in Abu Tot, a mixed Arab-Jewish neighborhood that straddled the Green Line and was part of no man's land between 1948 and 1967. That very day, we touched the Kotel for the first time. A highlight of our trip was the 10-day Festival of Peace held at Moshav Me'or Ma'odim. The festival drew about 20 guests from around the world to a series of seminars led by Shlomo Karbach, Zalman Schechter, Meir Fund, Sha'al Chil, a young Talmud scholar, and other teachers. One day, the group went on a field trip to Hebron, traveling by bus and taxi, to pray in the Ibrahim Mosque, which is built over the gravesites of Abraham and Sarah, Leah, Isaac, Rebecca, and Yaakov and Leah, at the Cave of Machpelah, and to visit an old blind sheikh Zalman had previously befriended. At first, we were unable to gain access to the interior of the mosque, where the sepulchers are located, so we davened mincha in the midday sun by the wall of the tomb. Afterward, we were shown around inside. Zalman evidently had a significant exchange with the keeper of the premises that enabled us to enjoy this courtesy. A short distance from the Ibrahim Mosque was a deep cleft in the earth. Within an iron fence, grass-covered slopes led to a fissure at the bottom of some unused steps. A sign at the railing seemed to confirm that this was the original entrance to the Cave of Machpelah. It was unclear whether one could enter this apparent opening or whether it was sealed further on, and I did not venture further to find out. I wrote a kvittel, a petition, on a sheet from my notebook and fantasized making a paper airplane out of it, sailing it into that opening, but I held back. I could not be sure of my aim, and I didn't want to shock local sensibilities and perhaps cause an international incident. I left the kvittel at the tomb of Rachel in Bethlehem instead. We had arrived during Ramadan, and the streets were nearly deserted due to the fast and siesta time. The only places open for business were in the market of the Kasbah, the old city, where staples and delicacies, I especially remember the white goat cheese that we thought might be tofu, were on sale in anticipation of the evening feast. Well, I don't think I'm going to get to finish this, so I think I'll stop there and I'll continue it on another occasion. So this is WMFO Medford, and I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, here at the Voicemobile, and I hope you have a fabulous evening. All right, so let's see. Let's put on, I don't think there's anybody else coming in, so we'll go to, today's the 15th, and get this coming up for you.